I am not playing this game anymore in America. I don't hate the Russian people. They're good people, and they're standing for Christ. And if they're for Christ, then I'm with them. And it is time that Christians make a decision. Are you standing with the homosexuals in America or the Christians in Russia? Are you standing with the Zionists in America or are you standing with the Holy Church in Russia? Pick one.
Because that's what it comes down to.
It's really all it comes down to. Which side are you on? Choose your side. And believe me, the Lord is watching. He's taking notes about where people stand in this great issue right now. Because it is, we're going to show you here today, it really is about the promotion of homosexual values, of abortion, of pornography, of perversion. That's what this war is about. You think, really? I'm going to show you. Just watch. Next story. I think we can skip the next one, Doc. This would basically repeat Interfax. Now let's go down to number 8. This is a Fox News. U.S. State Department defends $20,000 grant for drag queen shows in Ecuador.
You see, we just can't keep it here.
No, we have to export our wickedness.
We have to export it all over the world.
We have to pervert the children in Ecuador.
Try to reason this out. How could you ever justify this? And yet
who is the Secretary of State of the United States? Anthony Blinken.
Anthony Blinken.
What religion is he?
He's Jewish.
He's Jewish, isn't he?
Yes.
This is Jewish values.
Let's just call it what it is.
Come on, that's what it is. It's Jewish values. Opposing Christian values. It is a clash between wicked Judaism and righteous Christianity. Synagogue of Satan fighting the church. We're in the last days. We're headed towards the end of time. And the synagogue of Satan is persecuting the true church. I'm going to show you something. Read the 7 letters that Jesus wrote to the church in the book of Revelation.
It's easy to read. First 3 chapters of Revelation.
Yeah, it's really easy. He chastises 5 of the 7 churches for being backslidden and lukewarm and so forth. Some of them mingling Christianity with paganism and so forth. But then he commends 2 churches. And they're small and they're weak. But he commends them. But you know what those 2 churches have in common? Both of them are persecuted by the synagogue of Satan.
Right.
That's the key. If you're not being persecuted today by the synagogue of Satan, you're not in the 2 churches commended by Jesus Christ. It is a badge of honor to be persecuted by the synagogue of Satan. Let me repeat that. It is a badge of honor to be persecuted by the synagogue of Satan. And who is the synagogue of Satan? Jesus identifies them. He defined them. People who say they're Jews, but they're not, they lie. Notice he said they say they're Jews. They're not Jews. See, this isn't anti-Semitic. This isn't anti-Jewish. The synagogue of Satan are pretenders, imposters, pretending to be Jews. That's hard for a lot of people to understand.
Right.
But Jesus knew in the last days there's going to be a group of people, imposters, pretending to be Jews. But they're really the synagogue of Satan. How do you know they're in the synagogue of Satan? They do satanic things.
Yes, they practice satanic practices.
And so what did the Russians say this week? They're going to de-Satanize Ukraine.
Yes.
They're calling it out. They're saying, look, we're not going to be coy about this anymore. We're fighting Satanists. And it's becoming very stark. The division, the lines are very, very clearly drawn now. You can't be a Christian claiming to love Jesus Christ and then want to see Christian Russia destroyed.
That's a tough thing to do, isn't it? You can't do it.
You can't do it. Don't you think the Christians in Russia are puzzled and troubled why American Christians are always supporting the people who persecute Christians? I mean, American Christians support the people who are persecuting the Palestinian church. Look at the persecution of the Palestinian churches. Who's doing it? Synagogue of Satan.
Yes.
Who supports them? American evangelicals.
And when you go down through the list, we can go through Syria, we can go through Iraq, we can go through so many countries.
So what we really can say is the American evangelical church is actually more satanic than it is Christian.
Wow.
Whoa!
You heard it from Rick, so.
Dear Lord, help me, Jesus. Well, let's go to number 11. Democrat congressman says arming Ukraine is about protecting woke values. Now, this is a Democratic congressman, Jamie Raskin of the state of Maryland. Let's read it.
Democratic congressman Jamie Raskin has issued a statement saying ongoing military aid to Ukraine is essential because Russia is mean to gay and transgender people. Raskin released the statement after 30 progressive Democrats watered down their call for peace talks in a letter to Joe Biden. Raskin is apparently concerned that any slide in support for Ukraine represents an abandonment of woke values. He said, Moscow right now is a world center of anti-feminist, anti-gay, anti-trans hatred, as well as the homeland of replacement theory for export, he said in a statement. This is an official statement from him.
Yes.
So basically, we're supporting Ukraine to support LGBT values.
Yes. Congressman Raskin is Jewish. He's a Jewish congressman from the state of Maryland. And he just said, this is his words, not me making it up about him. He said that the reason that we're fighting in Ukraine, the reason the United States of America is spending billions of dollars to kill Russian soldiers and to prop up the Zelensky government, the number one most influential Jewish man in the world, according to the Jerusalem Post. I'm getting in trouble for quoting Jewish publications.
You have before. So.
They've come after me before. Because Gentiles are not supposed to read and quote the publications. You're not allowed to. But Jewish Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin said, Moscow right now is the world center, the center of the entire universe right now, for anti-feminism.
Right. Anti-gay.
Anti-homosexuality.
Anti-trans.
Anti-transgender hatred.
And therefore, we have to get rid of Moscow.
And not only that, the center of replacement theory. What is the replacement theory? That's the slang that they use to describe a very real operation that has been underway for quite some time, and that is to flood America and Europe with people from other nations to break up and dissolve the ancient Christian culture of
yes.
Western Europe and North America.
Right, and it has nothing to do with race, it has everything to do with spirituality.
Religion. Yes.
So
who's orchestrating it? The fact that he brought it up tells me that this operation is the synagogue of Satan. Raskin said it. He said, we have to kill Russians in order to defend homosexuality. This guy's a major proponent of the war. He didn't say anything there about NATO, freedom.
No.
He said homosexuality, transgenderism.
That's it.
Feminism.
That's the values.
This war is a Jewish-led war against holy Russia. It is a Jewish war against Holy Russia. Let's look at the defense contractors who are making billions of dollars. Who are they? Who's pocketing billions of dollars in this war that you and I are funding with tax dollars?
Well, he's not alone. I found another in the same vein here. This is the from back in February, Rick. The Richard Moore, the chief of MI6 in the UK, and he's talking about Ukraine here. With the tragedy and destruction unfolding so distressingly in Ukraine, we should remember the values and hard-won freedoms that distinguish us from Putin, none more than LGBT rights. So let's resume our series of tweets to mark LGBT month.
So the former intelligence chief of Great Britain, MI6, said our freedoms, his definition of freedom is the freedom to commit sodomy.
You're right. That's it. Or to genitally mutilate our children. Or any of these rights, to destroy family values at every level. That's what we're fighting for. According to him.
Okay, according to these people, according to Raskin and Moore, and they're saying this is what the war is about. Well, I reject it. I reject your war. I don't want it. I reject your war, and I demand that it stop because I don't support your values. I oppose your values. And if that's your values, then you're an enemy. You are the enemy. You're an enemy of mankind. You're an enemy of the cross. You're an enemy of the kingdom of God. You're an enemy. And Christians need to talk like this. You need to act like this. They're enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the kingdom of God. They're at war with Jesus Christ. You can't be promoting transgenderism and the mutilation of children and homosexuality and abortion and be doing a favor to the kingdom of God. You're in direct opposition to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And your enemy is Jesus Christ. Therefore, he declares you an enemy of his kingdom. And he's at war with you. I don't want to be on the side of anybody that Jesus Christ has declared to be an enemy. He calls these people his enemies.
Yes.
They're his enemies. If you're not for me, you're against me, is what he says. Raskin's not for Jesus Christ. He's against Jesus Christ. Moore is not for Jesus Christ. He's against Jesus Christ. You can go down the list of all these people famous in America and Great Britain. They're against Jesus Christ. Therefore, they are enemies of Jesus Christ. Oh, I didn't think Jesus had any. You believe in a wrong Jesus.
That's right.
You better read the Bible. He's very blunt. He draws a line. He says, I'm over here. Which side are you on? Pick a side. By the way, I'm going to tell you, if you come over here, cross the line with me, they are going to persecute you. They're going to hate you for my name. They're going to revile you for my name. Some of you are going to die because of your association for me. Those are the enemies of the cross attacking the people who stand with Jesus Christ. So I'm going to be attacked for this program. Oh, I promise you I'm going to be attacked for this. But he said, be blessed, Rick. Be blessed. They're going to persecute you. They're going to revile you. They're going to say all kinds of evil things about you. Rejoice. Be glad. You're blessed. You want to be blessed by God, but you don't want to be persecuted by Satan.
You can't have it.
Nope. You want to be blessed? You got to do the stuff that gets you blessed. And the stuff that gets you blessed gets you persecuted. That's why there's so many wishy-washy, mealy-mouth, pukey little church people who don't do anything.
Because I don't want to make the devil mad.
Well, Christ's not going to make you glad, okay? You make Christ glad, you make the devil mad. You make the devil mad, you make Christ glad. It's just that simple.
It's pretty easy formula to remember.
Yeah, this is real easy stuff. Jesus tells you in the Bible how it's going to go down.